This is Ron's update with Ron from the Lost Trail Runner podcast. Well, guys and girls, I'm at Parkview Track. I just finished the interval workout. I decided I needed to get back to what I need to be doing if I'm going to do Disney. And what I have decided, is I am using Galloway's 10K training program for his weekly shorter runs, and then I'm using his half marathon program for the long runs. Does that make sense? Because on his 10K program, he has more structured workouts where he has his magic miles on Mondays and his race rehearsals on Mondays, and then he has his interval workouts, and then he has his long runs, and then the other days are cross training. And I got into the situation with my injury here that I was just going out and slogging along slow all the time, and I found that if I actually increase my speed some, I don't hurt as bad. So day before yesterday, I went over to Lilburn Park and did a magic mile workout. Now, I have to admit it was slow because I did a mile and a half run-walk warm-up, and then I did a mile, magic mile, and I did it like in 9:49, which is pretty slow. And then I did a cool-down, and I ended up running 4.2 miles. Then, last night, I rode my bike trainer for 8 miles, and just a moderate workout. I think I averaged like 15.7 miles an hour for 8 miles. And then today I came over here to the track, did a mile run walk warm up. Then I did 6 times a quarter and tried to stay under 9 minute pace for each quarter with a 220 recovery between each. And I managed to do that. My fastest quarter, I think, was like an 8:33, and my slowest was an 8:58. So I did what I wanted to do. So I ended up, after I finished the interval workout, then I just cooled down with run walk and got in another 4.2 miles. So hopefully, between now and Christmas, or maybe even on Christmas Day, after we all turkey out and everything, I want to do something like a 10-mile run, and that'll give me a little over 18 for the week. And I guess tomorrow I'm going to do another bike trainer workout. That seems to work pretty good. And I had slacked off on counting my Cooper aerobic points, which I've counted since I started running 35 years ago. This year, for about the past 6 months, I haven't been counting them, and I went back and I started counting. I went back to my birthday, which was October 31st, and calculated them all the way up to the present, and I wanted to make sure that I'm getting at least 50, because you're supposed to be in excellent shape if you're getting 50. Back when I was a serious runner, I was always averaging more than 150 points a week. So I'd like to get up to between 70 and 100 at least. But anyway, I only hit 70 like twice between October 31st and now. But I have been able to stay above the 50 aerobic point mark. So I feel like I haven't really lost it. That gives me some kind of confidence. So that's kind of the status for now. And I'm going to pack up my gear and head back home where it's warm. So I'll talk to you next time. Bye.